It is the central truth of the Christmas story. Unto you is born this day Christ the Lord. But what distinguishes the birth of Jesus from every other birth in history? Why celebrate it year after year? John MacArthur explains next on Grace to You. Perhaps no one has interviewed more people in this lifetime than Larry King, the host on his own show on CNN. When asked who he most wanted to interview if he could choose any historical figure, King said, Jesus Christ. I would ask him if he was indeed virgin born. That's what King said. The answer to that question would define history for me. You know, it's hard to argue with that logic. After all, if Jesus really was virgin-born, that means he was who he claimed to be, the eternal Son of God. What's more, you can't fully appreciate why God came to earth unless you understand the virgin birth. John MacArthur is going to explain that today. You won't want to miss this edition of Grace to You as he is continuing his look at the amazing story behind the first Christmas. And now to examine what the Bible says about the virgin birth of Jesus, here's John MacArthur to continue the study called The Birth of the King.
Open your Bible with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew begins his gospel by considering Christ. And it's a very important passage. Let me read it to you. You follow along as I read. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was in this way. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. And while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.